tips.
With our SEN track analyst, Chris Nelson. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Matty. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Really good. Building up, of course, to Rugby League week three of the finals, and we'll know who's going to be in the grand final and the AFL coming our way as well. But spring is as good as it gets in racing. Now, I just had a quick look at how we went last week. A couple of outside runners, let's put it like that, and a couple of wins. So very elegant delivered, of course, and more than number one up there on the Gold Coast delivered, and then we sort of hovered around the fourth and sixth spot. So we're going to focus on Rose Hill and Toowoomba this weekend. They're also racing at Sandown as well. So let's start at Rose Hill. Nine on the card here. So you want to start at race seven for this one, Chris?
Yeah, and I've avoided Sandown for the simple reason that the one big race there, the Underwood Stakes, is going to be dominated by Saki. I think he's a $1.28 favourite, so there's not a lot of use going through that particular race. So that's why I'll let that go. But Rose Hill, some really good racing at Rose Hill, of course, with the Golden Rose, the feature race number eight. But race seven is the Golden Pendant for the fillies and mares at Group 2 level. Now, on Trivier, it was one we tipped a couple of weeks ago, and it was a winner for us. But the horse that ran second there, Fatous, I thought that run was really good. Now, Fatous's sectionals were just as good as in Trivier's were, and went back from a wide draw on that occasion. Now, much better gate this time around. Hugh Bowman jumps on board, draws gate four before scratchings, whereas in Trivier has come up with gate number 12 for James McDonald. So could get back, could get posted. So I'm not sure I want to jump into that $2.30 in Trivier when I can take the each way $6 for two. So who loves the dry ground and is certain to get that on Saturday at Rose Hill. So we'll take on in Trivier this time, and we'll go with number five for two on an each way basis in the Golden Pendant.
All right, that's the Golden Pendant over 1,400. So race seven, number five for Tuce with Huey Bowman on board, which leads us to the Golden Rose. Like I say, $1 million race, again over the 1,400. No scratchings that I can see here. So all 13 in the field.
Yeah, and look, the market sort of suggests that there's not a lot of winning chances. Probably Animo, Artorias, and Remark are the three. Animo, obviously the short price favourite. As I said a couple of weeks ago, I'm right on top of the Animo fan club, just about driving the bus. So I hope he doesn't let me down here or over the rest of the spring. And I don't think he will. Look, his first up win in the run to the Rose at Kembla Grange was good. If you have a look at the replay, he never really looked as though he was going to grab the race by the scruff of the neck, but he always looked as though he was going to win down the straight. And each time James McDonald asked him for a little bit, he found more. Now, he's going to be suited, obviously, by the step up in distance, 1,400 metres. He's won out to 1,400 metres, of course, when he won the sires, and he'll probably get further than that down the track. So I think from a reasonable draw, he'll find a good spot, and I think he is the one to beat again. And then onwards and upwards, he might even head to Melbourne after that for the Caulfield Guineas. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm certainly with Animo, number one in the Golden Rose.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I mean, there's a lot of seats at the front of that bus that are packed in the Animo favouritism. So I'm with you on that one. $1.90 at the moment. Animo will be short. J-Mac and James Cummings. So that is race eight, number one. We're sticking with the favourite there in the Golden Rose. It is, in fact, a 10-race card at Rose Hill on Saturday. But we'll go to the Gloaming Stakes, which is 1,800 metres for race nine.
I like the $6 about this one, number three, Anna Kerr. Now, Anna Kerr comes out of the Dulcify, which was the race at Kembla a couple of weeks ago, which is the main lead up to this race. And most of the form, or pretty much all of the form, or the favoured form, he's coming through that particular race, apart from the winner, Giannis, who's not running. But Anna Kerr sat back last. It was the one making all the ground in the straight. Probably goes back again here from the wide gate, you would think, but gets that step up to 1,800 metres. Now, I just think he's the one in this race that's going to be strongest at the end of the 1,800 metres. He's got form last preparation in stronger races behind the likes of Converge, etc. And I just think when some of these others might be looking for the Uber in the straight, Anna Kerr will be the one that's charging down the outside. So at around $6 again, I'm more than happy to have something each way, number three, Anna Kerr in the Gloaming Stakes,
which is race nine. So race nine, number three. So that's Rose Hill for us. Now let's go to Toowoomba. What do we got here? Nine races up there in Toowoomba. So we're going to start with a winner in the first, Chris. Let's get off to a flying start early on.
Well, I'm pretty confident we will, Matty. And this is a big day at Toowoomba. It's Toowoomba Cup, Wheatwood Handicap, Pat O'Shea Plate and the three-year-old Guineas. So big day on the Darling Downs. The crowd will be in full force and probably in full cry. But number two, Fortified, in this first race, I think is a good thing. So I am confident we can kick off with a winner. He got the job done at Doomben a couple of weeks ago, stepping up to 1,600 metres. He finished like a shot out of a gun to run them down. This time he goes to 1,850. That's going to suit him perfectly. He's a horse that looked a Derby chance in the winter. And he did run around in the Derby. He was only beaten seven-odd lengths in the Group 1 race. So that's not bad form at all. He'll go on and win better races, this horse, as he gets out over further. But he'll be winning this race, I would think, barring any accidents on Saturday. So race one, number two, Fortified. I think he's the best bet of the day.
Best bet of the day at about 12:30. 12:38 is the start time for that race. I like what we're building here today, Chris. We're building a Saturday that we start with a winner in the first at Toowoomba. We just keep going through the big races at Rosehill as well. Then we can roll it into some footy AFL grand final. This is, mate, you have got my Saturday sorted here.
What a day.
Let's skip ahead to race three. Over 1,000 metres. The scratching in this, man, there's some horses in this. 20 in the field at the moment, just one scratch. Dragon Miss, number 9, is out.
Yeah, and we're with number 4 here, Lyrical Girl, the favourite. Now, she's had one run back from a break. She ran third at Doomben. Now, she drew gate 10 of 10 that day, and that 1,050-metre starting point is a shocker for wide gates. And she's a speed horse, so she had to be used up early to cross and lead, and she was always going to be vulnerable in the straight. She was run down by The Move. Now, The Move, as we know, came out and won convincingly at the Gold Coast last Saturday and is a very, very promising type. This time around, Lyrical Girl draws gate 1, so she'll go straight to the front. She's got plenty of tow, and I don't think they'll be able to run her down. So from that gate, Lyrical Girl looks a good thing in race number 3, number 4.
Race 3, number 4, Lyrical Girl. So race 5 is the City Guineas, the Garden City Guineas. So who are we looking at here?
Number 2, Whitewater, another ride for Ryan Maloney. Now, a few of these will probably be a little bit suspect at 1,600 metres. This one finished off so strongly at Doomben behind Star Tontes last start. Now, Star Tontes is got a good reputation up here, and the stable think so much of her that they've sent her south to run in the Golden Rose at Rosehill on Saturday. So this one's run second to Star Tontes. The sectionals weren't quite as good as her, but they were clearly second best in the race, and he was really finding the line strongly at the end of 1350. So up he goes to 1600 metres. That's going to suit him down to the ground. Ryan Maloney will give him a nice cold ride, and I think he'll be too strong for them late. So Whitewater looks the way to go in the Guineas, race number 5.
That's race 5, number 2. Are we going to take a look at the Toowoomba Cup, or do you want to bypass that one and go to race 8? Yeah, let's have a look at the Cup, race 7.
Yeah, race 7 and race 8. The Cup, look, it's a tricky race. A horse that is not really one of mine, but he does look to get the right run here, and that's number 2, Wapiti, for Gary Duncan on the Sunshine Coast. Taylor Marshall will ride. Now, as I said, he's drawn a beautiful gate, so you can see him lobbing behind the leaders on the fence, or maybe a couple of pairs back on the fence. He's got form over this distance range, so I don't see that being an issue. And his second at Doomben last time behind Ballistic Boy was a very good one. He was wide from halfway, and he stuck on very well. The margin was only half a length. So looks a nice race for him. As long as they're not making their runs from the 1,000 and he gets shuffled back, I think he's got a great chance here. So number 2, Wapiti each way in the Cup.
In the Cup each way, about $4.60 at the moment. And our final bet of the day will be in race 8 over 1,200.
Yeah, the listed Wheatwood Handicap. Now, I think barriers have made the difference here. I like Desert Lord and I like Soxagon, but Desert Lord's come up with gate 14 and Soxagon's come up with gate number 5. So he's the one that's going to be a lot closer in the run. He's going to get the easier run. And his first up effort a couple of weeks ago at Doomben was really good behind You Make Me Smile. He really net down and hit the line strongly last 50 or 100 metres. So he'll be ready to go. He's trained on the track. He'll be looking for a hometown victory. I think Brad Stewart will have him in the right spot at the right time and ready to strike in the straight. So number 1, Soxagon in the Wheatwood, Matty.
Number 1 is Soxagon, $5 and $1.95 at the moment. Good on you, Chris. Have a great weekend, mate. Let's see how we go this weekend.
Fingers crossed, you too.
Chris Nelson, our SEN track analyst. So focusing on Rosehill and Toowoomba, he thinks Zaki's unbeatable in the feature down there at Sandown. So let me run through them for you. Rosehill, race 7, Number 5, Fetus, each way around $6.50. Race 7, number 5. In the Golden Rose, race 8, number 1, Animo. Very, very hard to go against the favourite. Race 8, number 1. Race 9, number 3, Arnakur. So race 9, number 3, $6. So some value there. That's Rose Hill. Then Toowoomba. A big day with the Toowoomba Cup. Start with race 1. Let's get off to a flyer with number 2, Fortified. And I'm with Chris on that one. Race 3, number 4, is Lyrical Girl. $1.75 at the moment. Race 3, number 4. Race 5, look at number 2, Whitewater. So that's race 5, number 2. In the Cup itself, which is race 7, the Toowoomba Cup, number 2, Wapiti. Number 2, Wapiti. $4.60 on the tote at the moment. So race 7, number 2. And then finally in Toowoomba, race 8, number 1, Soxagon. So we'll finish off with number 1 in race 8. Gamble responsibly. In fact, we'll get an update with Bet Deluxe with Paul Sebastiani after this.